Jayavratam Madhuva Kunjavikhalpe
Vallabha, Vire Paradhave.
मेरा परत्याग से जामुन थे Vishnupad, Padmahansa, Paramitakacharya, Avastitara, Siddhashi, Shima, His Divine Grace. Abhaya Chalanara, Bhaktivinanda, Gosami, Mahashila, Prabhupad Ki Jai, Iskan, Founder, Charya, Srila Prabhupad Ki Jai, Ananda Goti, Vaishnav, Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas, Bhaktivinanda Ki Jai, Param se kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadha Sivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopa Gopa Sayam Kund Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Maturidham Ki Jai Jagannatha Swami Ki Jai Yuvanamai Ki Jai Srimati Lasi Devi Ki Jai Silvita Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai Gaur, Premananda, Hari 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 Gaur. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Okay, I'd like to welcome the various devotees to join us online. Draupadi, Krishna, Rupanuga, Draupadi Sheshwari, Cyrus Dave, Manarini Radha, Leela Shakti, Tlata Bhakti, Agoridas, all the different continents. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, we're reading from the 8th canto, chapter 6, text 12, the chapter of the demigods and demons declare a truce. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yathagnim Edasi Amritam Cha Goshu Uve Anam Ambudyamane Cha Vritim Yogair Manusha Odiyanti He Om Guneshu Buddha Kavayo Vedante Yatadni Medasham Ritam Chagoshu Bhuvyannamam Buddhyamane Chavritim Yogaya Manusha Adiyanti Hitwang Guneshu Buddhya Kavayo Vedante Yatagni Medasya Mritam Chagoshu Bhuvyannamam Buddhyamane Chavritim Ayurmanusha Adiyanti Hitam
Ayurmanusha Adiyanti Hitam
Guneshu Buddhya Kavayo Vedanti
Guneshu Buddhya Kavayo Vedanti
Yatagni medasyamritam chagoshu. Bhuvyannamam bhujyamanecha vrittim. Yogaya manushya adiyantihi
twang. Yogaya manushya adiyantihi twang.
Guneshu buddhya kavayo vedanti. Okay.
As
Agnim
fire,
Itasi
in word,
Amritam
milk which is like nectar,
Cha and Goshu
from cows,
Bhuvi
on the ground.
Anam,
food grains.
Ambu,
water.
Udyamane,
in enterprise.
Cha,
also.
Vritim,
livelihood.
Yoga
hai,
by practice of
bhakti yoga.
Manushaha,
human beings,
Adiyanti,
achieve,
indeed,
Twang,
you,
Guneshu,
in the material modes of nature,
Bhuja,
by intelligence,
Kavayaha,
great personalities,
Avadanti,
say.
Translation.
As one can derive fire from wood,
milk from the milk bag
of a cow,
food grains
and water from the
land, and
prosperity in
one's livelihood
from industrial
enterprises,
so by the
practice of bhakti
yoga,
even within
this material
world,
one can
achieve your
favor or
intelligently approach
you.
Those who are
pious
all affirm
this.
You can repeat.
As one
can derive fire
from wood.
As one can derive fire
from wood.
Milk from the
milk bag of the cow.
Milk from the milk bag of the cow.
Food grains and
water from the land.
Food grains and water from the land.
And prosperity in one's livelihood.
And prosperity in one's livelihood. from industrial enterprises. So by the practice of Bhakti Yoga, even within this material world, one can achieve your favor or intelligently approach you. Those who are pious all affirm this. So purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is nirguna, not to be found within this material world, the entire material world is pervaded by Him, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, mayatatham idam sarvam. The material world is nothing but an expansion of the Lord's material energy, and the entire cosmic manifestation rests upon Him. Mat stani sarvabhutani. Nonetheless, the Supreme Lord cannot be found here. Nichaham teshvavastataha. A devotee, however, can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the practice of Bhakti Yoga. One ordinarily does not begin to practice Bhakti Yoga unless he has practiced it in previous births. Moreover, one can begin Bhakti Yoga only by the mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasari Pai Bhakti Latabij. The seed of devotional service is obtainable by the mercy of Guru, the spiritual master, and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only by the practice of Bhakti Yoga can one achieve the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and see Him face to face. Premanjana Chuita Bhakti Valochanena Santaksataiva Rieshu Vilokyanti. One cannot see the Lord by other methods such as karma, jnana, or yoga. Under the direction of the spiritual master, one must cultivate bhakti yoga, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, parasevanam. Then even within this material world, although the Lord is not visible, a devotee can see Him. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Bhakya mam abhijananti yavan yas chasmi tatvataha. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, bhakyaham ikaya guraya. Thus by devotional service, one can achieve the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although He is not visible or understandable to materialistic persons. In this verse, the cultivation of bhakti yoga is compared to many material activities. By friction, one can get fire from wood. By digging the earth, one can get food, grains, and water. And by agitating the milk bag of the cow, one can get nectarian milk. Milk is compared to nectar, which one can drink to become immortal. Of course, simply drinking milk will not make one immortal, but it can increase the duration of one's life. In modern civilization, men do not think milk to be important, and therefore they do not live very long. Although in this age men can live up to 100 years, their duration of life is reduced because they do not drink large quantities of milk. This is a sign of Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, instead of drinking milk, people prefer to slaughter an animal and eat its flesh. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His instructions of Bhagavad Gita, advises Goraksha, which means cow protection. The cow should be protected, milk should be drawn from the cows, and this milk should be prepared in various ways. One should take ample milk, and thus one can prolong one's life, develop his brain, execute devotional service, and ultimately attain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As it is essential to get food, grains, and water by digging the earth, it is also essential to give protection to the cows and take nectarian milk from their milk bags. The people of this age are inclined towards industrial enterprises, for comfortable living, but they refuse to endeavor to execute devotional service by which they can achieve the ultimate goal of life by returning home back to Godhead. Unfortunately, as it is said, Nate vidhu swarta gatim ivishnum durashya ye bahir arda mananaha. People without spiritual education do not know that the ultimate goal of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. Forgetting this aim of life, they are working very hard in disappointment and frustration. Mogasha, moga karmano, moga jnana, vichesta saha. The so-called vices, the industrialists or businessmen, are involved in big, big industrial enterprises, but they are not interested in food, grains, and milk. However, as indicated here, by digging for water, even in the desert, we can produce food grains. When we produce food grains and vegetables, we can give protection to the cows. While giving protection to the cows, we can draw from them abundant quantities of milk, and by getting enough milk and combining it with food grains and vegetables, we can prepare hundreds of nectarian foods. We can happily eat this food and thus avoid industrial enterprises and joblessness. Agriculture and cow protection are the way to become sinless and thus be attracted to devotional service. Those who are sinful cannot be attracted by devotional service. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita in the 7th chapter, text 28, Yesham Twandagadam Papam Jnanam Punyakarmana Te Dvandva Mahanir Mukta Vajanti Mam Judha Vrataha. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. The majority of people in this age of Kali are sinful, short-lived, unfortunate, and disturbed. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya yapadu taha. For them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is advised. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevala. Halo Nasjeva, 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 Patir Anyata. Door keeps opening and slamming so much. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Very interesting. Okay. So, yatagni medasyam itam chagoshu bhuvyanamam bhudyamane cha vrittim yogar manusha arihanti hi twang. So, Om Ganatim Badanda Shaganjana Shlakaya Chachur Unmiditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurudev Namaha. Quite a few topics contained in this particular verse. I'd just like to talk about one topic is. As Prabhupada talks about in the end of the purport, how unless one is free from sinful activity, one cannot take to devotional service. You know, yesham tomagadam papam gyanam gyananam punyakarmanam vidvandvamoho nirmukta avahantiban dridavata. So, the verse states from the Gita, unless one has come to the end of sin, anta gatam, to the path, and come to the point of punya karma, that means pious activities, mode of goodness activities, and also to dvandva moha nirmukta. One has to become freed from what we call delusion or duality. So dvandva, duality means, you know, happiness and distress and love and hate, and heat and cold, you know, the first lesson in Bhagavad Gita. And then, unless when it comes to that stage, one cannot take up devotional, be determined in devotional service. In other words, taking up devotional service. One can certainly do some agyata sukriti, do some service to the Lord. Even, we were reading how one famous politician, who cannot be named, did a tremendous service for Krishna in the early days of the movement. Actually, President of the United States. This may come as a shock to you. But once upon a time, in New York, which is the capital of Kali Yuga, their devotees, they were planning a Ratha Yatra. This is first Ratha Yatra in New York. It's a new story. Some of you may have read this before. This story was told by one of my godbrothers, Toshan Krishnaprabhu, who was helping arrange this Ratha Yatra. So he was, the devotees, basically New York is, you know, very tightly packed. There's no, like, empty lots, usually, where you can assemble a cart. You know, in the early days of San Francisco, of course, they did discover empty lots, and the carts were so big. I was watching the videos of that, the police couldn't figure out how they were going to put them on the street. They were humongous carts, and they didn't even have brakes in the early days. Anyway, so getting back to the New York story, devotees couldn't figure out where can we assemble these big carts. So they saw one empty lot, and that was like previous, like railway, something belonged to the railway station or something, or a railway thing that had just been bought by some big hotel person, you know, the person who actually built hotels, who should remain nameless. Anyway, I think you know who I'm talking about. And so the buddy said, wow, we can build there. But then they were confronted with the fact it's private property. You can't just go on a person's private property and build a Ratha Yatra cart. Also, there's all sorts of risks, you know, liability and things like that. So the devotees, what they did is that they approached the owner, the person who just recently bought these lots, to build a hotel. He hadn't built a hotel yet. Blank towers. Anyway, so they approached the owner of this, and through his secretary, you know, big man, and they made a petition and everything like that, and the owner agreed. He said, all right, I'll do it. And so there was his signature on the paper. You know, Toshan Krishna went into this big this place where there were people who were sitting down in ties and jackets and very, very serious. And there was the signature of the President of the United States. President. He wasn't President of the United States then. And he had approved it. I mean, this story was recently told to us in the GBC conference. Has anyone heard that story before? No. You heard this story?
76.
What?
1976.
76, yeah. And so, amazing, he had done that devotional service. So, wow, he's a devotee. No, but he did devotional service, and it's not even a gyata sukriti. It's gyata sukriti. Because a gyata sukriti is something different. Because he was told, these are the Hare Krishnas. So if you do something knowingly, that's knowing devotional service. If you do something unknowingly, like some devotee goes out in the street and runs after some little old lady on the street, Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. I'm not going to chant Hare Krishna. Oh, you chant Hare Krishna. Fantastic. Or just like that story that Adar Das went to the Kazi. You know that story? He went to the Kazi, and he was determined to have the Kazi chant Hare Krishna. So he said, you know, he broke into the Kazi's house, basically, in the middle of the night. The poor Kazi was wiping his eyes. Couldn't believe that Gadadhar had come in. And not Gadadhar Das Goswami, but Gadadhar Das, who is the effulgence of Radharani. So he walked in, he said, chant Hare Krishna. And the Kazi couldn't believe it. Gadadhar. Leave me alone. Tomorrow I'll chant Hare Krishna. And so the Good, I've already started jumping up and down. Wow, you chanted, Jai, you already said, why tomorrow? That's called the Gyatso Sukriti. Because he didn't know what he was doing, and he did it. But someone who knows what they're doing. So anyway, so here you have someone who did devotional service, yet what happened? Why isn't he chanting his rounds today? Why isn't he chanting his rounds, following the principles? Why isn't his wife wearing a sari, you know, a tilak? Which is quite interesting. Because Dwandagatam Papa. Because he basically, I don't know, he was addicted to sinful activities. What can I say? Papa. Papa means sinful activities. I mean, there's different ways you can, or different methodologies or expressions of sinful activities. As we know from the Nectar of Devotion, sometimes the sin is there as a kuta, inclination, for sin. Not really there, but, you know, just like, I'll give you an example. There's like a little baby's born, he's cute as the dickens, but he has inclinations that will become manifest later on. Inclinations and also bija, the seed of sinful activities. I mean, for example, let's say you have someone like Hitler, who is a greatly sinful, you know, demon, you know, whatever word you can use. It wouldn't be a bad enough word for him. Let's say he's born again. I'm sure he's born again. I mean, whatever. Let's say he's born again. And, you know, he's probably cute as a little kid. And you can't really tell. There's the kuta and the bija there for his nefarious activities. So, it's, anyways, he grows up. The kuta, bija. And there's so many different grades, you know, sin and then inclination to sin. And then it's almost mature, parabdha. And then, anyway, so it's a whole chain of different things. So even though someone may do some devotional service, if they're not free from sins, then they won't be able to continue doing devotional service. I mean, that's one reason why we have the four regulated principles. And not only the four regulated principles, but just offering our food to Krishna. Because if we don't offer our food to Krishna, we're eating sin. You may think it's nice, you know, you go to a restaurant. I remember one time, when I was a little devotee, we went to some restaurant in India, anyway, and asked for the thali. That means, you know, a nice plate of all these different things on it. That's when I ate any damn thing. No, it wasn't meat, of course. And it, but, you know, you were thinking, some devotees say, well, whatever you buy in India, whatever restaurant you go in India, it's all prasadam. Yeah, that's a standard you hear. Or whatever you eat in the holy dham, even, they say it's all prasadam. Well, prasadam means the mercy of the Lord, and Krishna says, you know, anything you eat without offering to me first, it's verily sin. It's not prasadam. It's pop. Sin. That's Krishna's version in the Gita. So, you know, we ate that. And of course, we're still in devotional service, even after having eaten in the restaurant. But Prabhupada specifically said, you know, we should be careful about devotees should not eat food cooked by non-devotees. Of course, there can be some exceptions. You know, that if a devotee gets too heavy about this, you know, I get these letters sometimes from disciples that, can I go home and my mother's going to cook some vegetarian food for me? Can I eat it? And devotees are saying, no, don't go home. Don't eat your mother's Maya. Don't eat anything. Don't touch anything she touches or whatever. You know, whatever. I said, no. I mean, obviously we don't want to be too fanatic. But there is a point, you know, we have to get very careful. And even there's sin in the mind. Of course, sin in the mind, you don't have to suffer a karmic reaction for. That is true. But it can destroy your determination to perform devotional service. If you start contemplating the sense objects, I mean, even to describe like a brahmachari, if a brahmachari really wants to be a brahmachari, and this also applies to sannyas, you can't be not only the restriction is not associated intimately with the opposite sex, but you can't be planning, thinking. There's all this whole list, which I don't remember all the details of the list. There's probably Goku Andrew remembers all the details. Can't be planning, thinking, whatever, contemplating. Any of those are considered to be basically breaking principles, isn't it? You've read about stuff like that?
Yeah. Five.
Yeah, it's just amazing. You should keep that checklist with you all the time, you know. You can't plan, can't think, can't look. But you don't want to be so fanatic like we were describing yesterday in the Radha-Damodara days.
Aversion is the opposite of attraction.
Yeah, aversion, which is every single brahmachari ended up getting married. The only ones who weren't disturbed were the householders anyway. And also I had the same experience traveling with two other sannyasis who are no longer sannyasis anymore. They were talking more about the opposite sex than they talked about Krishna almost. I mean, it was just like amazing. So the point is, why not do these things? I mean, who's going to discover? Of course, Krishna will discover you're thinking of sinful life or thinking of something that's not appropriate, because it dilutes your determination, dridhavrata. That is extremely important. As we hear from Srila Rupa Goswami in the Upadeshamrita, that you have to be determined, enthusiastic, and patient. Utsahan, nischayet, darya, tata karma pavartana. So this is very important, the point Prabhupada is making here about yesham twandagatam pam pam. And in order, Prabhupada actually says, agriculture and cow protection are the way to become sinless and thus be attracted to devotional service. That's actually very, very interesting. Why? Because agriculture, and here Prabhupada is referring to mode of goodness agriculture, not driving your tractor and just plowing up the field or putting your tractor on GPS and just watching some Bollywood video while the tractor is going around. Agricultural enterprise. Because just by coming in contact with the land and with the cow, one comes into the mode of goodness. It's quite amazing. Actually, in some places, it's realized, the non-devotees even realize this, they charge money for people to hug a cow. You've heard about this before?
No.
You've heard about this before?
Petting zoos, right?
Yeah. But not only petting zoos, they charge money so people can embrace a cow. Not just pet a kangaroo in Australia or something like that, or a wallaby. You don't want to pet kangaroos. Wallabies are the small ones. Or a koala bear or something like that. But it's ecstasy. Just like I was in Govardhan, in circumambulating Govardhan, which Gokulendra used to be there, maybe in a few hundred years ago back. But anyway, so, I mean, you know, every time that people see a cow, what do? They pet the cow on the back, they try to scratch the cow, they embrace the cow, and you actually experience the mode of goodness by doing that. Like you try that with a dog. You don't experience the mode of goodness by kissing a dog, petting a dog, kissing, oh my God. You don't experience that. There's something very special. This is one of the main points Prabhupada here is making here about the milk and the products of the cow. I mean, all the products, they're very healthy. Everything about the cow is just like amazing. It's a mode of goodness. So Prabhupada here says this actually brings one to sinlessness. It says here, agro are the way to become sinless. Wow. I mean, just unpacking this one statement is quite interesting and attracted to devotional service. And, you know, so specifically the cow, the products of the cow, and of course Prabhupada also talks about food grains, but doing things, when Prabhupada talks about cow protection. Part of that is how you do agriculture. You know, people want a cow that gives milk, but they don't want the oxen or the bull that plows the field. People are very much lazy in Kali Yuga. As Prabhupada also quotes here, Manda Samanda Bhaktiyo, Manda Bhagyo Padracha. That in Kali Yuga, everyone is lazy, unfortunate, short-lived, no memory, all those other nice, beautiful qualities we have in Kali Yuga. And so part of that laziness leads us to this whole mechanistic society where, you know, we can have driverless cars, for example, like this. This is one of the biggest things, you know, I watch, because of my addiction to technology, I look at the tech news every day. And one of the main things they talk about, isn't it? Driverless cars. You know, Uber is coming up with driverless cars, Google is coming up with driverless cars, Tesla has driverless cars, Ford is coming up with it just bombarded with these things. Driverless cars, driverless tractors, robots, it's another big thing that they talk about in technology, isn't it? Artificial intelligence, because they don't have any intelligence, so they need artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence, so you can talk to your stupid phone. I mean, I have two stupid phones, but anyway. And you have these digital assistants in your house. So if you want to listen to a song, you don't, now, you know, you can't even just put your finger across and go to the song. You have to say, hey, Alexis, I'd like to hear My Sweet Lord. Yes, sir. And you're sitting in your couch, your easy chair. I really want to love you, Lord. Alexis, it's time for RT. Open the curtains. Yes, sir. Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Okay. Alexis, we need a fire sacrifice. All right. Don't need Hanuman Ananda anymore. So, swaha, swaha, you know, just rolls out in the middle of the temple room. Great. I mean, the future is just so wonderful that we just get to sit on our butts. Sorry. We just get to sit on the traseros, which is Spanish. We just get to sit there and just devotional service is done for us. So that's laziness in Kali Yuga. So that, as far as the agriculture is concerned, I remember years ago I tried to start a farm. Couldn't get any devotees to go on the farm and go farming. It just, you know, we had the money, we had the land, we had everything. Forget it. Didn't work. Because people are in the city, they're lazy, you know, even devotees. And this is actually the mode of passion and ignorance. Of course, ignorance more than passion. Because there's laziness. And this is another reason why people are sick. Not only do they not use the cow products or the grains, nice grains and water, and then also everything's polluted by the industrial enterprises. You know, the water's polluted, the food, you know, you don't know what pesticides it has in it. You know, as soon as one pesticide is made illegal, they send it to India, of course, and then after that, they come up with another pesticide that's probably more toxic than the first pesticide, and they discover that's illegal, they send it to some other country. So this is the modern society. And so we really need to get back to a simple way of life. Of course, those of us who are preachers, we preach in the cities, obviously. But we do need to have, you know, simple living, like Prabhupada said, simple living, high thinking communities, are places where devotees can go. I mean, even Mayapur has become just like so technological with big buildings. Vrindavan's become so technological with big buildings. I mean, where do we go to cultivate the mode of goodness is my question. You know, it's very hard. I mean, go to Goshala. What I do is I go to the Goshalas in Vrindavan. And even though it's very complex there and everything like that, it's very nice. So, Prabhupada here says, agriculture and cow protection are the way to become sinless and thus attract. Then one can become determined when one is sinless in his mind, his actions, and his words, then you're determined. Like I said, that one has to be determined, patient, enthusiastic to perform devotional service. And then once you're determined at performing it, then devotional service becomes more than a mechanistic process. And also Prabhupada talks about mechanistic process here. It becomes something very deep, internal, nectarian, and then one becomes spontaneous in his or her performance of devotional service. So anyway, these are some of the points. This is one little section of the purport I decided to just talk about today. So we have about 10 seconds left. Any questions or quick questions or comments or problems or issues? Yes.
What about dreams?
Dreams?
Yeah, if you have...
Of Krishna? Fantastic.
Well, other dreams?
Other dreams? Well, try your best. What I discovered, at least when I was a new devotee, if before you go to sleep, you do something Krishna conscious, especially reading Krishna books, that's what Prabhupada had us do, then during the night, I mean, just like the last few nights, I've been reading Vishakha Devi's book about Prabhupada and her encounters with Prabhupada, and actually I dream about Prabhupada. And sometimes I'm unfortunate enough to look at CNN before I go to sleep.
Can you dream about something?
And then I dream of Donald Trump before at night. I did. I actually had some dreams of him.
Bhakta Donald Trump.
Well, it wasn't Bhakta. I was his secretary.
Gandharva Jyotika Maniya Vishesha Chola.
necessarily
she made it. She's made it several.
Yeah.
I don't know if I go where it can go, but I'm working on it.
Thank you. Shima, Divine Grace of Ayachana, Bhagavanana, Gosami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, ISKCON founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananda Gopi Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Acharya Shiroya Stakur ki jai, Ram Sai Kaush Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Vaikiraya Shri Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Shri Shri Krishna Gopi Sai Kunda Kunda, Giri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavan ki jai, Jiranam ki jai, Dham ki jai, Jagannath Swami ki jai, Mai ki jai, Srimati Vasudev ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktavrinda ki jai, Govardhananda ki jai, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious Shri Guru Gauranga Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. When will that opportune moment come to me when I shiver upon chanting the name of Lord Karuna? When will I cry while chanting Hare Krishna? When will I receive the awesome mercy of Lord Nityananda so that my desires for material enjoyment become insignificant? When will my mind be purified of material anxieties and desires so I can understand Vrindavan? When shall I be very eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis so that I can understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna? The lotus feet of the six Goswamis are my only shelter. In constant separation from them, I remain Narottamadas. Narottamadas, Bhakti, So the next will be ask the devotees to pray for several today. First of all, then. Gopi Gita's son, Nahu's, who went for an operation yesterday, had two cancerous lesions in the brain. Mm-hmm. I hope he's all right. I'm going to check today. And then also for devotees in Cancun, because some of my disciples, they've been approached by the mafia protection money. It's called the narco traficantes. They approached for protection money, and then she went and reported the police, and then these people went into the police station and shot up the police station. It's quite dangerous. And that's in Cancun, which previously was free from the mafia, so much mafia. And then you have another disciple, Kurma, who can't find a job and he owes money, and I guess some of the mafia may go after him. He doesn't pay the money, anyway. Yeah. It's a little dangerous. He's afraid he gets a job, so he doesn't pay back the money. Interesting news in the world today. The world of the Hare Krishnas. Anyway, so pray for all these devotees. Life is short, world is dangerous.
What?